This is Christina's Room Podcast, your mindset booster for the new era.
The impact of small steps. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Lao Tzu. Everything starts with the first step. A child will be able to walk alone after countless attempts with support. Then he'll stand alone and his self-confidence will grow. His walk will become more and more secure and coordinated. After that, the child will start climbing the stairs, following the same principle, at first with help and grabbing the railing, later on alone. In the meantime, we'll attend climbing on different objects in the park or at home until he'll manage jump as well. It will take at least 2 years for all these phases. They don't come all at once. The story of the Chinese bamboo is even more exasperating. The entire process takes 5 years of watering your plant patiently on a daily basis. The poetry of dullness. And then, after the 5 years, something magical happens. Your bamboo starts to create scandalous reactions from your neighbors, witnessing how day by day, almost under their eyes, are threatened to be covered by a large shade. In 5 weeks, your bamboo tree will reach his full scale of 90 feet. Under this 5 years period, your plants did not grow visibly on the outside, but not the same happened on the inside. The plant produces the root system to support its weight in the future, to create its basis and consolidation. Then, when it happened, he could focus on the externally visible growth. When we are talking about mastery, we have a number, 10K. That's the number of hours you should deliberately practice to become a master at something. For example, if you want to play the violin at a professional level and an international recognition, you should have at least 10K hours of deliberate practice behind. A simple calculation will translate to 10 years of training, 3 hours per day. Malcolm Gladwell is the one who came up with this concept. He's also known as the author of The Tipping Point. In music, sports, and other domains, the 10K theory is still intact. But in more unpredictable areas, such as entrepreneurship, there are other factors involved too. But the constant factor is the continuous and deliberate action following your goal. Your behavior is the sum of deliberate actions which became automatic at some point. The behavior is the visible one, like the 19 feet bamboo. The way you form a behavior is not seeable because it takes place in your mind, in the underground, like the roots of the bamboo. But you have the option to create change in reverse, not from the mind, but from behaviors. That's a great thing to know. You can change yourself and your mind by changing your behaviors. How is that possible? In NLP, we have a premise which is the mind and body affect each other. But there is another one too. People are not their behaviors. Following this truth, it could be more difficult to change someone as a person, but easier to change the behavior and actions behind those behaviors. We are talking about habits. Changing your habits, you can become a different person. Any behavioral change can be done by replacing it with a new one. This is done by repetition until it becomes part of you. A new habit that will cancel the old one. You can even start more subtle. Reducing the intensity and frequency of the old habit until it disappears. The same rule applies. Repetition. Keep in mind the word deliberate. Here is the mental part. Until a new habit is formed, some level of deliberate effort is required to keep the changing process long enough until breaks the conscious level and becomes part of you without needing extra effort to be held. It's like driving. At first, you invest the effort to learn. Then you start driving a period of time by repeating what you've learned until you're an experienced driver. In this stage, you can experience moments when you get from point A to B without a conscious memory. It's called unconscious competency and it's ruled by the unconscious mind. Once a new behavior or habit becomes part of you, in a sense that you don't need to think about it, you launch the butterfly effect. You've probably heard about it from the movie with the same title or from the chaos theory. It means that the flapping of the wings of a butterfly can cause a tornado somewhere on the globe several weeks later. Adjusted to our lives, a new habit brings changes with the potential of becoming significant. Let's take an example. You've just realized that you're not drinking enough water and that causes all the effects associated with dehydration. You decide in one moment of glory to drink one extra glass of water, 250 milliliters, each day for a week. You'll do it in the morning because you never did it before. As a side note, coffee is not water. The new activity will take place each morning after finishing your bathroom routine. After 1 week, you start noticing small effects. For example, you experienced frequent headaches before, and now it seems like they are less frequent and milder. You also feel a bit more energetic in the morning compared to before. That's cool, you say, and decide to add an extra glass each night before going to bed. After the second week, and with a half a liter extra water per day, you start noticing a lighter, smoother skin. And to get even more intrigued, it seems like your pants are a bit looser. It sounds a bit too good to be true, but you are interested. So you start reading about the effect of water over the psyche, physics, and you become a water fan when you learn all those data you had no idea about. You upgrade from a knowledge level, like knowing that water is right for your health, to understanding through your own experience. In no time, your daily water consumption reaches the optimal levels and the results of where you are not a secret anymore. You are now an expert in the subject, and because the effects are manifesting on your life, you're looking better, your mental state gets positive, you even start sports, change wardrobe, other types of people start noticing you, experience different changes in several areas. In 1 year, you left your headaches behind, lost 50 pounds, changed your lifestyle and personal style, your self-esteem grew, new achievements took place, and maybe even you changed your job. In short, your overall attitude about life now is different. I accelerated the story a bit, but the chain reactions of a new habit will always appear, and the same way as with our infant and the first step, or the story of an athlete and the first training. You can have significant shifts in life starting from a glass of water. Another way to produce change is through changing the environment or entourage. Let's say you want to be punctual. For sure, getting yourself surrounded by punctual people will help. The effect is also produced through the information we consume. If you read the right books on a daily basis, or you watch YouTube videos which are aligned with your goals, you will have a trump card. All because of your new mind focus in the direction of your goals, not the things you wanted to avoid. Your attention is now on growth and fueled by desire and creativity instead of fear, repression, or depression. Our formed habits are those that once refined will bring us where we want to be, and they can keep us there. Good athletes share a common list of habits followed with ferocious discipline, which help to keep those habits intact. Keep this life truth in mind. Good habits develop slow and can be lost easily, while bad habits are formed rapidly and can be hard to change. As unfair it may sound, this is the truth which explains the small ratio of successful people and why without discipline and repetition, you won't achieve any of your big dreams that I hope you have. But there is a good part too. It's not rocket science what you need to do, and the steps are available to anyone, anywhere, with any background. It only takes deliberate actions towards something, your goal. And the sum of those small deliberate actions will bring you where you want to be. So do an audit. What's the area of your life where you want immediate changes? If it's about health, you can start something similar with my water example. If it's about your career or personal life, choose a new ability or mastering a talent which could bring you more value. Choose a healthy habit linked to that skill and place it into your life on a daily basis, before or after something you already do daily. This way, you'll earn not only the benefits of the new skill, but you'll also train your discipline, mental focus, and strength, also vital for long-term success. You'll change, becoming a better version of yourself, having a real chance to stay and grow from there. Don't lose any time. Take a piece of paper right now and decide the area of your life where you want improvements. 1. When you decided, go to the next step, identifying a new habit which once implemented will bring you closer to reach your objective in that area. Trace a daily routine in the morning or at night whenever you know it's easier for you to keep it and do it for 30 days. Decide and commit to doing this new thing for the next 30 days without any interruption. If you slipped one day, you start over. In the end, you need to have 30 straight days. And very important, there is no backup option. You cannot give up. Just can't. Your new habit needs to become an obsession. All big achievements came this way without plan B's or C's. No matter how long it takes, no matter how, but there is only plan A, your goal. Think Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Mandela, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk. Think of our small child. What would have happened if after a couple of falls, the child would give up or ask for alternatives? Did you know a child learns colors after hundreds of repetitions? And to distinguish between similar colors, we can add hundreds more. How would it be to give up? Oh, colors are too tricky to learn. They are abstract. Nah, I can live without colors. How would that be? How functionally incapable our kids would be? It's the same with our goals. As adults, we need to remind ourselves these early lessons. At the end of the 30 days, analyze the results. See how you changed and became better only with a new routine, habit, applied every day. Congratulate or gift yourself with something that matches the effort. Continue, and when you feel mentally strong enough about that new habit, add a new one. in 1 year, you can have a new set of successful habits for each area of your life. And I guarantee you that in 12 months, you won't recognize yourself. You'll be on a new higher level. Now, I let you with your piece of paper. Have fun and inspiration.
Subscribe to Christina's podcast and stay connected through her social media channels too.